Okay, we're holding here in Siman Kuf Samech Hey. There are a couple of questions that were asked last time. One of them was about if you have a cast. And technically, you could wash your fingers, but like you're afraid that like you know the water is getting into the cast, it's going to get kind of moldy or gross. Would that be a legitimate grounds just to wear a glove? So I looked into it, and it seems like that would be considered a legitimate reason to wear a glove. You just you know wear a glove the whole meal, and that you wouldn't have to wash your hand. Because that's, you don't want to get, you know, mentioned like 18 minutes as being the shear. So anything that's like as annoying, equivalent of going 18 minutes out of your way, this would be the concern of, you know, getting, you know, you have a wet cast for 6 weeks. If it gets moldy, you're stuck with it. So if you're careful with that and you're, you know, you don't want that to happen, so you can wear a glove, you know, for the entire meal, and that would be legitimate. Okay, moving on to Simon Kuf Samich. I think it was another question. I still remember what it was. Do you remember what the other question was? Okay, so listen to the recording. I don't know. Anyway, Kuf Samech Hey, moving on, Netilchas and Netilas Yadayim, the Mechaber here tells us, a person went to the bathroom. So often when you go to the bath, you leave the bathroom, you wash your hands anyway. He doesn't want to eat bread. You go to the bathroom, I mean, some of the should bring down from the shlah that you, before you have a meal, you should anyway go to the bathroom. You know, you shouldn't have to go in the middle. I mentioned previously, if you go in the middle, it's a shaylish, you say broccoli, you shouldn't say broccoli. It's always good. If you need to go to the bathroom, go before you start the meal. So you went to the bathroom, and now you want to wash your hands, both because you left the bathroom and because you want to eat bread. So what do you do? So the Mechaber recommends if you wash first without a kli, just, you know, not a halachic washing, then you say asher yatzar, then you wash again with a kli and you say on tesdayim. We spoke previously about the fact that you don't have to dry your hands to make ratin. It's not a problem. The fact that your hands touched water, they weren't in the context of tesdayim. It's just in the context of, you know, it's chitza stam. So that would be okay. Some have a chumrah to dry their hands. But either way, the Chavir recommends not integrating, having two separate washings. One, a non-halachic washing for the bathroom, and the second, halachic washing for the sedai. Right. You wash your hands.
Yeah.
And you say
Asher Yatzer.
You don't have to dry your hands. No, there's no halachic need to dry your hands. If you, let's say you don't have so much water, so you want to wash one time for both. So if you want to only wash once, so you wash, you say Asher Yatzar, and then you say Al Netilas Yadayim. Now, this actually is not recommended. What? I mean, I guess you don't have enough water, I would assume. The Mepharshim bring down, the second option is to do a halachic netila. Then you have to say on tesdayim, because you kind of a hefsek. You right away do say on tesdayim. But then, before you go and say hamotzi, you say asher yatzar. So even though all things being equal, you try not to be mafsi between tesdayim and hamotzi, as we're going to see soon. But in this case, there's this need to say asher yatzar. So you can't say asher yatzar right away, because then you're going to be mafsi between the netila and the bracha. So you do the netila, halach netila, you say antias daim. You dry your hands, and then you say asher yatzar before you say amotzi. That is brought down, many gedolim had that practice. The Mishmur doesn't seem to recommend it, although it's brought down that somebody saw the Chavis Chaim doing this. So it's a little bit unclear. It seems like the preference is to wash twice, the first time non-halachically, then you say asher yatzar, the second time halachically, you say antias daim. And if you're stuck, you can wash once, halachic washing, al nitilas yadayim, dry your hands, asher yatzar, and then hamotzi. Yeah.
Why not wait?
Oh, so you're asking, why not wait till after hamotzi? So it seems like there's this Indian to say asher yatzar the earliest possible point. We're afraid you're going to forget. We're afraid you might have to go to the bathroom. Start eating, you know, right? So therefore, it shows it's an important point you're raising that asher yatzar is something we want to try to be somech immediately to having gone to the bathroom. Okay. The mechaber continues im rabbi mesuv mesuda gadol notal yad tchila. Who washes first for the meal? So the mechaber says the most kosher person. The rosh ha'aragi lital ba'achrona. The rosh ha'aragi dafka makbid that the gadol should do at the end. Shelo hafsik shelo laver. Is it better that you're the first to wash or last to wash? So it seems like there are different opinions here. Some say first is more mechaber. The rosh says the last is best because if you're the last, you're mamayid and hafsik. And therefore, that's preferable. Fine. Moving on to the next simon. Questions, comments?
When you would make a motzi or a kiddush, going up more motzi, you eat challah first.
We're going to get to that in a minute. I don't know if it's necessarily connected. I mean, it's a question of hefsek there too. You want to mite the hefsek, so should you eat right away? Should you give it out? We'll talk about that very soon. Kuv samach vav. Yesh omrim she'ein tzarech la'izayr min l'hafsik bein tilat ha'motzi. So I mentioned before that our practice, the common practice, is to be careful not to speak after you wash. Even people who aren't so careful about a lot of other things are careful about this din. Although the mechaber says there's a yesh omrim. Yesh omrim she'tzarech la'izayr. So it's only yesh omrim they have to be zahir, and some say you don't have to be zahir. So ikra din, you're allowed to speak between the tilas edayim and ha'motzi after you dried your hands. Before he said a motzi, v'tov lezayir. The Chacham says it's better to be zayir. That's why I guess why people are zayir. It says the Rabbah Yishra kadei hiloch chafteiz ama mikri hefsek. If you wait there, that's also considered a hefsek. It's very hard. The question of chafteiz ama. I mean, it's lots of people are washing. It's not really shayach, but the evidence is fine anyway. So we have this din of tekef l'natila bracha brachas l'membeis. It's a question of it's mayim shonim or machronim. Maybe if it's my mechronim, then my mechronim is no problem. There's no dinner taken. We assume that we're machmir lechatchila again. Tov lezahir, I guess the minhag is to be zahir even by my mechronim. In fact, I think many people are machmir are not machmir for my mechronim. Even if they do my mechronim, they talk in between. There are some people who do mechronim right away bench. That's based on the gemara of tekef natila bracha. I think the assumption is that we usually assume my mechronim is not chiyuv mikra din. Since we don't milk stomies, tosos, you know, so certainly Ashkenazim, there are Ashkenazim who are dam agmin rabbi nachronim. So even those who are makbid, they're not as careful often they speak. But it seems like the hashes of the Gemara is a tekef the seal of Rach is talking about my machronim and not my rishonim. So there are two opinions here in the Chaber, whether or not you're allowed to speak after you wash. And the Chaber says it's good to be zayir, that's certainly the minhag. But you know, if there's need, you're allowed to speak. Again, even if you're going to speak, you shouldn't have hezekadas. I mean, nobody says you should have hezekadas. If it's something that's necessary, then certainly, you know, pass the salt. You know, feed the dog. Why do you have to feed the dog? Because the halach is you're not allowed to eat breakfast until you feed your animal. So if you have to, or even tol of roch, you want to give somebody else. You know, take this. You're allowed to, you know, mechavit somebody, but all things being equal, you're not supposed to be mafsik. The discussion of, let's say, you hear kaddish or kedusha. So we hold it's better not to. It's, you shouldn't be mafsik. But some are makil in that too. There's a minhag to daven to say mizra la David Hashem roi lechzar. So can you say that after until sedayim before amotzi? Different minhagim. I don't think it's such a prevalent minhag today, at least by the Ashkenazim. So again, the minhag is supposed to be pretty makbid about this, and it's good to be makbid about things. But if necessary, you're allowed to be makel, like I said.
Do you wash again the bracha?
No, you don't have to wash again. It's not hesakadash.
Even
if it's something, again, I mean, if you engage in a 20-minute conversation with somebody about something that's totally different, then it would be a hefsek. But if you just, you know, some people, they hum at the table, you know, they sing. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure if that's like in the lechatchilo. And the Chaver says, tovel lezar, it means it better not to have, you know, a little niggin at the table. Many people do it, but I'm not sure. I think it may be probably better not to. You have to weigh it. I'm saying if people do it, I don't know if I want to keep any mussar for it, but it's probably better not to even have a niggin. But.
Machar double Zoach between making motzi and eating?
Certainly after motzi to eating, a nigin would be b'di'evit. I don't think it's a hefzik, we have to say nubracha, but it would be b'di'evit. It happens also in Avdala, people have like musical Avdalas. So if the, you know, to start singing, I don't know how pasha it is. Certainly for the ma'afil himself, or even to the listeners, if they, borei b'nei b'samim, it takes, you know, 3 minutes for the sum to go around. So everybody's singing, nine, 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 nine. If you already smelt the b'samim, it's more rooms we make up. If you didn't smell it yet, I don't know. To me, it seems like it's certainly not like a tchila. And here I'm saying, even by nichilas edayim, you know, where it's just totally zayir, l'chora it's better not to have a nigin either. You always have to weigh these things. Like I said, if people are doing it, it's one thing, one gives them mussar. But like a tchila, to introduce it, sometimes it's geschmack, like the kid's getting geschmack out of it. So, like, is it worth it to forego this like a tchila? Because, you know, you want your Shabbos table to be happy and you want it to be Leibedik. So for many people, singing is a way of making it Leibedik. So Yesh Ladun, I don't think it's a Pasha Chayla, but, I think the Pashtus is that it's better not to sing. But again, I can hear somebody saying, you know, for the sake of Chinuch, for the sake of, I don't know, you know, Onuk Shabbos, I think it's worth it to forego it. But it's not obvious, let's put it that way. Okay. And see, and certainly after Hamotzi, before you give out the challah, I think it would be wrong to start mistaking. Even though b'di'evit it wouldn't be akiv, I don't think it's right to have a nigga at that point. Fine. Kuf samech zayin. Butzeya v'pas v'makom shenefa heitev. This is a halacha that's a little hard for us to relate to. Usually you buy bread from a bakery, so it's like all baked evenly. It's not like, you know, one part is more baked. Once upon a time, people would bake bread in their, you know, oven, and like the part that was near, and the ovens weren't like they are today. It was like, you know, a fire. So the part that was near the fire was well baked. The part that was further from the fire wasn't as well baked. And we want to, you know, say a bracha on the nicest part. So, you know, it's like, you know, bikurim, you give the rachis, you give the first. The nicest part is kavod bracha. So you want to say the bracha on the nice part. And like I said, today in most of our loaves of bread, you don't have a part that's more nice, less nice. Ufaz tidon yeshuv tov b'tzad ha'pas v'yachtoch ma'at b'tzad ha'olim v'tachnor. There's a shayla, what's more baked, the top or the bottom? So if you do on the side, you get both. The Rama says you do both. And like I said, today, you know, it's a little hard to see how that works out. Fine. The Shulchan Aruch continues, v'yachtoch prusa ha'vitziah v'tzarech l'achtoch ma'at. So ideally, not only on Shabbos there, mitzvah have a shalim, even during the weekdays, if you're planning on eating, you know, a loaf of bread, so it's better to say the bracha before you cut the loaf, because you want to say a bracha on a shalim. Somebody asked me a shayla, you know, when it comes to eating a bagel, you know, you go to, I don't know, Bris, so they're bagels, and you cut the bagel, you put in cream cheese, and you eat. So is it better to wash and say a bracha on the whole bagel? That would be the pashtus. The thing is, then it's kind of like annoying. You have to sit down, you say a bracha, then you go back to the table, you know, to get the cream cheese. But maybe it's more mechubit to sit down and to say a bracha when the food is already, you know, complete. Just like we're going to see later, you're having salt. You want to say a bracha when the food is already roi lakach. So what takes precedence? The idea of saying a bracha on a shalein or saying bracha on something that is ready, quote unquote, roi, when it's something. So I saw a discussion about this. I'm trying to remember what the maskana was, and I don't. So Linaid, I'll get back to you about that. But either way, the concept of shalem, like I said, it mandates that all things being equal, you should say a bracha when it's complete. So the concern here is if you cut the challah a little bit, you can pick up one side, it's going to break. You know, it's cut in the middle. So if you lift that up, it'll fall in half. It's no longer shalem. So when you cut, if you're going to cut before the bracha, you should cut just a little bit. I wonder, you know, if you have homemade challah, sometimes it's like the whole thing's falling apart. You know, like even before you cut it, it falls apart. Is that not shalim? So you could argue that here, you start cutting, then if you start cutting, it makes not shalim. But if the whole thing is just that, it's a floppy challah is shalim, I'm not sure about that either. So a lot of questions here. But we'll try to give some answers as well. So let's continue. Yeah. What do you mean? The minhag is, in the weekdays, people don't do it. It's funny, because Dafka, the whole idea of doing it is it used to be like it was hard to cut. I don't know, maybe the knives weren't as good, the bread was harder. So you have to like, you know, you want to be ma'at the hefsek between the bracha, so you start cutting, it'll be faster. Today you have to start looking for where you cut. I don't know, my father did it only on Shabbos, even though dafka in the post game is brought down like Shabbos is even less of a reason to do it, because Shabbos we're more concerned about shleimus, so like you shouldn't do it at all or just do a little bit. So I do a little bit on Shabbos, I cut the chal a little bit, that's what my father did, that's what I do. I'm not really sure, you know, it doesn't seem like in the weekdays people are mocked before this, even, so it could be the answer to your question is enechanami, that today there isn't any doing it. Again, yaktik prusa b'tziyah v'tzarek l'achtoch, and the Pasha says you shouldn't say a bracha while you're cutting. That's not covered to the bracha. As soon as you finish the bracha, you right away cut. You do it as quickly as possible. You shouldn't make, give a small piece to your guests because you're stingy. You shouldn't give a huge piece because then you're like, a, you know, just. You look like you're, is it Rafton? Like very, yeah. V'shabbos liyechlich mechigar ad achar bracha. Shabbos shouldn't cut it all. Kadei sheyav rakikar shlemes. Like I said, the minute gets to do a little bit. Kol makom im shachach b'chadach b'chumuchol in umazik v'nira tahatul yifsav yosef kaveitza. On Shabbos you could give a very big slice. So dafka b'chol v'ochel levada v'al b'shabbos o she'ochel im harbi b'nei adam v'sarek liten. So you can give a good big slice of bread to your guests on Shabbos, even more kaveitza. It's l'tzarech mitzvah. It doesn't look like Rav Tanus. It doesn't look like you're just, you know, starving and you know eating gluttony. That was what I was looking for. Gluttony. Okay. This Seder. It's brought down in halacha. It's brought down in halacha Shabbos, and on Friday night you cut the bottom one, and Shabbos you cut the top one. It's a Kabbalistic thing. Okay. Fine. The Mishmur brings down here that lechatchila you should eat a kazayis right away. As soon as you say a bracha, you should eat a kazayis right away. And it seems like it's not only the chatchila, it's not necessary, but there are a number of reasons brought down for this. It could be that when you want to say a bracha on the bread, everything else becomes tafel, but only through apron. So it could be you have to eat a kazayis to make everything tafel for it. Or, you know, if you're going to leave the room, leave the building, so it should be a shayla of shinui makom. If you ate a kazayis, you established your makom achila, and then you can leave and come back, it won't be an issue. And likewise, in terms of netilas sedayim, we paskin, as we saw, they only say netilas sedayim if you ate a kibetza. So some argue that you really should eat a kibetza right away. Again, on Pesach, it's kind of hard to sit down and eat a full kibetza. But with challah, you know, a slice of challah is a kibetza. So it could be as soon as you wash, it's better to certainly eat a kazayis and maybe even a kibetza. Yeah, I mean, again, a prusa gadol, again, a slice, a regular slice of bread is a kibetza. So, you know, if you're... Well, you shouldn't cut a huge fat slice. But usually we only cut, if most of us eat sliced bread during the week, right? So you cut on Shabbos, and Shabbos is smoother. So if in the weekdays you're cutting slicing breads, you shouldn't cut a huge slice, cut a normal size slice. I'm not even sure if, you know, normal size might be bigger than a kibetza. You know, a person cuts a slice of pizza. As a pizza is bigger than a kibetza, that's the way people eat. So then it's not considered gluttony. Okay. Fine. The Mechaber continues to say, Yivarech hamotzi lechem min haaretz. So it's hamotzi, the hay. It's not ma'akev, but you should say hamotzi. And after the lechem, you should wait a second till min. It shouldn't be lechem min. Meaning you don't want to slur the words, you should pronounce every word. Lechem ends with a mem, min starts with a men. So you just wait you know, a split second. Says the Ramah, im ravin mesubim yichavnu livam lishmoa bracha v'yanu amin, v'marach yichavnu amin sh'omim. And ideally, one person should say a bracha for everybody. This is done usually Shabbos meals, but not, you know, if there's, let's say, a big simcha. Because if there's a big simcha, it's hard to hear. You know, or in the chadar aruch on the weekdays, you know, everybody sitting down to eat breakfast. Nobody, Mikra Adim, it sounds like Rav Hadras Melech. It's better that one person has a bracha. It's hard to coordinate. Everybody comes in a different minute, and it's hard to hear. It's hard to do mechavin. So we generally say our own brachas. Yitin revach vein lechem vein mem, like I said. Okay. V'seder, that takes care of the mechavir sif beis. Yimel. You shouldn't say a bracha before you hold the bread. Again, weaker than your yotze, so you said the bracha when it was on the table. Ideally, you should be holding the bracha just like by mitzvahs, over the siyasa, not over the over. Shouldn't it be when the food isn't in front of you in your hand? Yeah.
Holding actual bread, or is it even like, you know, on a challah tray?
I think if you're holding a challah tray, that would be sufficient. There isn't any to hold the bread with 10 fingers. Now, you're saying some people pick up the tray and they say the bracha?
Yeah, I heard one dad like showing the bread almost.
Showing the bread. Interesting. It's not what I do, but it's brought down here. If you look in Sifat Talid, Yitin Sheyadav Alapas B'Shar Sabracha. You should put your both hands on the bread. So I'm not sure about that practice. Sheyesh Ben Eser Etzpos Kenegat Eser Mitzvos Atulias B'Pas. V'Kakish Eser Tevis V'Rechaz Amos. There are 10 mitzvos that you do in preparation of the bread. And 10 words in the bracha. L'chein yesh eser tevas b'brichas amotzi, v'eser tevas b'pasuk ha'masiach chatzik l'heim, v'eser tevas b'pasuk eini kol l'achi z'beiru, v'eser tevas b'pasuk eretz chidu v'sa'ora, v'eser tevas b'pasuk v'yitein l'cha. So there's the idea of 10, 10, 10. If 10 fingers, hold the 10 fingers with the bread. That's what's right down here. Again, I haven't seen that minhag of lifting up the challah tray. I know people lift up the challahs. It's not just touching them. They lift them. Here it says you should just touch them. It doesn't say you have to lift them. But some people have a minhag to lift after when they say Shem Hashem, they lift the challahs. But again, so that's the practice. That's the practice. I don't think it's it's wrong, but it seems like it's not recommended by the Shulchan Aruch.
There's one of the days, for example, covering bread. It's like even during Shas Bracha,
right.
You should have two coverings on like month.
Okay.
Even after Shas Bracha, that's also why I say the challah work. It's like one cover.
Well, you can stick your hands under the challah cover and say the bracha. The bottom and the top. The hands are on the challahs, and the challah borders the bottom, and the challah cover is on top.
And not raising.
The hand, not raising. Yeah, if you want to raise, I hear you saying that's the smart, right? A different minhagim. I don't think it's a prevalent minhag because I haven't seen it. Being, I've eaten at other people's homes. Maybe it's a notice. Maybe it is prevalent. I don't know. I mean, people have still seen that. People lifting up the challah tray. On Pesach we do that. On the challahs, yeah. On Pesach we lift up the challah tray. That's, the halachmania. But Rav Shas Bracha, I don't know. It could be. The Seder. Okay. Sif Hey. Lo Yivtza Ad She Yaviu Lefanav Melech Olifta. So once upon a time, the bread was very bland. They didn't put salt in the bread. Today, you buy bread, it has salt in it. And they wouldn't want to eat it that way. So you have to have the, you don't want to say a bracha and then wait to bring the salt. So you should only say a bracha once the salt is by the table. So the Mechaber says that if you your bread already is tasty without the salt, added salt, so you don't need to wait. So there is a minhag, as the Rambam brings down, to have salt. People are very machmir about this on Shabbos. Some people are machmir during the weekdays as well. To have salt at the table, it seems like it's megim and poranos. The Medrash brought down that the Jewish people are sitting, not talking and learning because they washed. So the Bris Melech, is tells the Sotah not to mikatri. And likewise, this idea of the Shulchan Sova L'Mizbeach, and we eat to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we want to remind ourselves of the Mizbeach, and they had on the Mizbeach salt. So that's why the minhag to have salt on the Mizbeach, on the Shulchan. Like I said, some people have it only on Shabbos, others have it on the weekdays as well. There's different practices. Some people take the bread and dip it in the salt. Three times, it'll be Kabbalah. Other people just pour the salt on the bread. Whatever you do, it's fine. And like I said, Mikra Din today, our bread doesn't need it because our bread is always already, tasty. Some people, if they don't have salt, they'll dip it in like hummus to try to dip it in something. You have a question?
Nefer,
yeah. I mean, the idea would be to have it tasty. You want to cover a bracha. If you're planning on using hummus, so do it right at the beginning to cover a bracha.
That wouldn't be like on Shabbos.
It
wouldn't be okay to hummus
versus
salt.
I mean, you can also use salt. I mean, if you want it, if you don't have salt, then use hummus. I wouldn't use it if I had salt, but. You're saying people enjoy the hummus with their challah more than the salt. So yeah. Maybe it's more covered bracha. I hear what you're saying. I still think the minhag is not that way. And I think minhag is koveh, I think. Questions, comments? What if you do Rosh Hashanah? Do you have salt on your table in Rosh Hashanah? So some people have both. Some people are tovel both. They even put the challah in the salt and in the honey. Some people only have honey. I know. We only have honey. Okay, there are different practices. The disciple only had honey. Shlomo had both. He only dipped it in the honey, and they bring for other people. You should dip. I think the Chafetz Chaim dip it into salt and dip it into honey. Okay, it's a unique taste. I mean, I never tasted it, but I can only imagine. Chassam Sofer didn't have salt on Friday night. Certainly, many of us only have salt on Friday. So there were no Hector Chalavim on Friday night. They weren't makir the Karbanos of Friday. They weren't Tocha Shabbos. So he said, it's all connected to the Karbanos, and there was no Hector Chalavim on Friday night. There was a Mikdash, you shouldn't have salt. You shouldn't on Friday night. Okay. We take that reason very seriously. Fine. Vav. Yochal mi'ad v'lo yasiach bein bracha la'achila. You should eat right away. You shouldn't be mafsik. I mentioned before, even singing l'chatchil you shouldn't do. Elin kein haisa sicha the dvarim in the dvarim hevarchin alav kigon shebirach alapas kodim shachal omer heviu melach lift them. If it's something that's necessary for the meal, it's mutter. So before I spoke about the hefsek between the washing and hamotzi, which is more kal, but even after hamotzi, before you eat, you can say pass the salt or feed the animal. Tznu Michael veheima tznu leploni ochel. It's better not to have to. You should arrange to have the salt on the table. If you spoke about something else, then so this is an interesting shita that the Ramah brings down, that if the person saying the bracha, the Baal Bais, said a bracha and ate, you can talk before you eat. I mean, I don't know if you could, but you wouldn't have to say no bracha because he ate. It takes Shomei Kohen very seriously that he said it, you're Yotze through him, so he ate, so it's fine. The Achronim argue with this. The Achronim argue with the Ramah, and they say, no. If you are mafsik before you eat, you have to say no bracha. It's a hafzik at Shlomi Inyan, Achila. Usually the hafzikim we do give are connected. Like I said, a person... A person says, let's say, open the window. It's hot in here. So, okay, it's for the purpose of the suda, but it's not really for the achila. It's not like, feed the animal or, So that chora would be hafzik. I had a shayla once. One of my kids didn't want to wash. A little kid. So, okay, we're talking to hold up the family. So we washed. And we were waiting. He didn't want to wash. So I said a motzi. Then the kid had a fit. Oh, I've said a motzi. So my wife, before I cut the challah, went to the sink and washed with him. He was a little kid, he needed help with the bracha, so she helped him with the bracha. So she was yotzi for a motzi, and now she's helping him with the bracha. So what's the halakha there? So let's say a person said a motzi, he realized he didn't wash. Are they allowed to wash?
After saying a motzi.
So the halakha is yes, because that's a tzarech achila. It's no worse than feeding the animal. It's here, it wasn't for her hamotzi. It wasn't for her washing, it was for the kid to wash. The lechora would be also a beseder, because it's for the tzorach of the achila. It's no worse than feeding the dog. You want to say the bracha on his side for the kid so he can, have the meal. But again, sometimes it's more questionable. The kid is holding, the china plate. He said a motzi, and the kid is playing with the plate. So you want to tell him, put the plate down. You don't want it to break. So, it's for the tzorach of the meal, but it's not for the tzorach of the meal, if you know what I'm saying. You know, it's more like for the tzarach of the plate. Meaning, you don't want the plate to break. It's, so l'chara, I would think that would be a hefsek. I mean, l'chara. I'm not 100% sure. But again, if something that's immediate, tzarach hasuda, pass the salt, you know, anti sadaim, you know, that would be, or you hear take of some challah, that would be okay. You know, that would be okay. Again, ideally, you shouldn't say take a challah, but if you, you know, did that, it wouldn't be hefsek. If it's not connected, ask somebody, something random question, you know, who won the Super Bowl, you know, who's giving the shiur, you know, next week. That would be a hefsek. But these middle cases, I think it's also a hefsek. You know, open the window, it's hot in here, I think that would be a hefsek. It's true that you want it to be pleasant for the Suda, but it's not really for the Suda, it's more like it's hot. And so I think that would probably be a hefsek. Okay. Derech Agav, the Ramah gives the case where the person listening was mafsik. What about the opposite case? Let's say the Kaddish or Botzeya was mafsik, and he's not Yotze, he was mafsik after he said a motzi. But you listened, and you didn't want to be Yotze, and you weren't mafsik. So in that case, you are Yotze. You are Yotze because you can keep the bracha alive for yourself. Yeah. The fact that you weren't mafsik isn't going to help the mavarech. The mavarech, if he was mafsik, shalom me'inyan ha-suda, we'd have to say no bra. Shlomo Zalman talks about a person who was mafsik because he thought there was a tzarech ha-suda. He said, pass the salt. And they said, there's no salt. So that's not a hefsik because he did it tzarech ha-suda, meaning... Okay. Mishmur asking is mistopic about that case. If the listener wasn't mafsik and the mavarik was, but the ma'isa were making. Right. Okay. The Seder, Sif Zayin. Reuven, Shahaya notel Yadav Lachil of Yaakov Hayom Mavarech Hamotzis. So Reuven's washing, and Yaakov is saying Hamotzi. Reuven's like coming, he came late. Viskavin Lahotzi Hashomi, Achach Nag Nigev Reuven Yadav, Ubirach Al Hilzadayim, Lavi Hefzik. I mentioned before, he said it to Hilzadayim after the bracha of Hamotzi, Tana Hefzik. Yosef Brichas Yaakov, Enotzek Lachs Lavarech, Mirkas Hamotzi. So if you were washing when he's saying Hamotzi, I'm saying Al Hilzadayim, I can't be Yotze. Because I can't do two things at once. If I'm being if I said I'm made his amotzi, and then I said I'm just dying, am I washing? That's okay.
And I'm washing. I mean, not if you wash before.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, it's funny because you're saying if I wash and then I say I'm made his amotzi, maybe that would be a hefsek for the bracha of the netilah. Ideally, you shouldn't do that. Ideally.
Or it's in echad.
Right, it's in echad. You're saying.
Sure.
Right. Right. Okay. Okay. Ches. Shachav akav lo birach hamotzi. Person is eating a meal. If you didn't say hamotzi. Niska v'toch hasuda, you still have more to eat. So you say hamotzi. You finish the sandwich. That's it. There's nothing left. You realize you didn't say hamotzi. Then you don't say another bro. Again, always better to get a little more to say bro. But if you have nothing left, you don't say bro. You just finish. Questions, comments? Yeah. Okay. Even with supak in birach hamotzi, you're not sure. You don't remember. You say a bracha. We have a principle suffik brachas lakel. So again, even if it's a bona fide suffik, if a person just is neurotic, so you should just go to a psychologist. Don't be neurotic. But if a person, you know, again, sometimes feel like hide neurosis, like it's yirah shamayim. I don't buy that. They're saying, you know, this is drosis. Deal with it. Yeah, question?
Comment.
Yeah.
There are volunteers for answering the question. That fact that some people in Iraq rather went back and gave the girl the answer that the brother gave. And she said, yeah, I'm just really neurotic at OCD about these things around guests like before.
Yeah.
Girl.
Okay. It happens. You have to help these people. You know, it's not. they need help, and they can be helped, but to hide it behind Yerushalayim is not healthy or true. So again, you know, if it's just this, it's not the end of the world, but sometimes these things have a way of spiraling out of control, and the next thing it affects other areas of life, and it can be very crippling. It's very sad. My wife is Yoetzet Halacha, so she deals with women, in mikvah. Like, it's just very, very sad, to see this reality. So the good news is you can help people. In any case, the Mechaber says, even if you have a bona fide suffik, the principle suffik brachas l'hakel, suffik brachas l'hakel means you can keep on eating. Now, some folks can say, listen, it's true, you suffik brachas l'hakel, but it's better to get somebody else to say a bracha for you. It's better to, be mafsik, leave the building, so you have to take a new bracha, whatever the case may be. Again, it wouldn't help for amotzi, but to do some type of, again, theoretically, you're in the middle of a meal, you're not sure you said a motzi, you can theoretically bench. If it really bothers you, you can bench, and then wait 20 minutes, and then wash again. You know what I'm saying? You can't bench and right away, a minute later, say a motzi, but if there's some need, because it bothers you, and it's bigger than it's mutter, but, like people have a hard time with this, you don't want to be moel, but kodesh shemayim, chule, psychologically, some people have a hard time. I don't think it's neurosis. I think if it's just a, if it really is legitimate Yiras Shamayim, then I think maybe it would be warrant trying to mechayev yourself. You can always mechayev the bracha. The Rambam Shita is that hirur is considered yirotzi through hirur. So we don't pass in that way, but it is a legitimate shita in the Rishonim, and it's not a shayla of bracha levatala because hirur is lakadibra. So you can have your cake, have your bracha, and not have a bracha levatala. So that's the Rambam. Yeah.
Sometimes people say, you wash, and then for a zimun.
Yeah.
Is it, and you can't be
benched? Even if a person didn't wash, they can still do a zimun. If a person is, not from, I knew somebody who went on business meetings, so sometimes he wouldn't wash. And he asked me, if I don't wash, again, I don't have anything to do, so should I bench? Of course you should bench. Even if you didn't wash, you should bench. He wouldn't even say Bracha Rishona. He was nervous. Again, I think in our day and age it's different, but this is a person from previous generation, different type of reality. So when the person would leave, he would want to know if he should bench. After the customer leaves the meeting, should you meet at a restaurant, whatever? So of course you should bench. Ideally, you should wash and say Bracha Rishona too, but it's not connected. Okay. Fine. Yud. So shahakal, as we know, is a bracha that patters everything. B'di'eved. Again, you can't lechatchila just say makom b'rachos brachos. If you mistakenly said it, or if you didn't know the halacha in this particular case, you say shahakal to your yotze. Or if you say a bracha in Aramaic or in English for that matter, you say brich rachmana, rachmana is Hashem, malka mari dehai pita. So Hashem, every bracha needs Shemu Malchus. You have Rachmana and Malka. There is a discussion in the postgame, in the case of Safik, just say the bracha in English. Because if we assume there's no bracha of Atala in English, so then it's a good Eitzah. So some postgame are choshish is a bracha of Atala. It's not a bracha of Atala, to do Hirur. To say it, Brich Rachmana, the Mahakal Hai Pita, say it Shem Bracha, would it be a Shaila of bracha of Atala? Because you're Yotze. So that's why the halacha, we don't recommend saying a bracha in English if you're Masopik. If you say it a bracha in English, you're Yotze. It's a little long that you said Shem Malchus, right? Shem, God, Melech Olam, Master of the Universe, you have both Shem Malchus. So then you're Yotze. Likewise, if you said Mizonos, instead of Hamos, you're Yotze. If you said Adama, you're Yotze. If you said Haitin, you're Yotze. It is not hadam. It's true. It comes from the ground. The zonos. It's true. Yud aleph im hayu shnayim or rabim echad mevarech lekulam. So we mentioned previously the idea of Rovam Hadris Melech as the idea of one person saying a bracha for everybody. V'dafka b'kshehe sevu shu derech kev. It's only if they both sat together. They want to eat, kfiyas, if they're standing around at a kiddush. So if standing around, there's no kfiyas. Well, Vayis im Venebeso, the Havu can save, Valim, Hayu Yoshi, Vulor Saber, came to Enem the Kabayim Yachar, called Echon of Arach Lasmo, Vim Amu Nokal Khan, and Mokam Plone, came to Shechin, Mokam Achilas, Ravi Kepa, Philo Vulor Saber, but in us, Enem Regim, the Saber, we don't usually sit on couches. We just sit. So sitting at tables like a Saber, Yeshiva the Dunk, Kishok and Echar, Ovalo Shulchan, Mapa, Achas, Havi, Kvius, Philo Venekabur, Vasibu, Ditu Domi. So if you want to be mowed to somebody, everybody should be sitting. That's why many have the practice that they sit for Kiddush. There's anything to stand, there'll be Kabbalah when you make Kiddush, but the Alpinigla, the pastures, is better to sit. Again, everybody should follow their minhag. It's not the end of the world. Even if you stand, as long as you have Kavanah v'yotze, you're Yotze. But we try to have a Kfius before that. Show that we're sitting together. Try to sit down together, and then you're Yotze. Yeah.
So let's say, for example, Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah.
Tables. That's still considered
Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, Shulchan Aruch. Everybody's sitting in their own table. That's
Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah. Usually people don't, because when they're big rooms and lots of places, it's hard, noise and people, it's hard to be Yotze. But the idea, it's even lechatchila, it's the best way to do it, to have Rav Madras Melech. Again, everybody's starting at the same time. It's not like in the weekdays in the cafeteria where people are coming and going and there's no start and stop time. There's a kliyos, everybody makes kiddush, hamotzi. Most places, one person makes kiddush, everybody makes their own hamotzi, just because it's hard to get everybody. Everybody goes to wash and it comes back, it takes a long time, so that's like how the minhag develops. And one person makes kiddush, and it's easy to quiet everybody. For hamotzi, it's harder, so everybody makes their own hamotzi. Okay. Yud Bezim, Hayu Rochvin, the Amru Nochal, Af Alpisha, Echad Okal, the Gitara, Shalon Yard, Behemoth, Starfi, Kimish Amdu Makam Echad. If he's on a horse, so as long as he stops galloping, then it would be a kfius. Hayu Ochvin, the Holchin Long. So galloping, they wouldn't be, can't be Motzi somebody. Even Hayu Ochvin, the Sadim, Fuzarim, Furadim, Fish Ochvin, Kulam, Vishachas. Everybody's eating, it's lunch break. Everybody's eating in a different corner, it doesn't help. It's only if there's a kfiyas. The Shmur speaks about, you know, if you're sitting on a wagon, you're sitting on a bus, you know, what would the halacha be? So the Pasha says, you know, a boat, a bus, you have a kfiyas. I don't really know what it was like in those times in a wagon. It sounds like it was less of a kfiyas. Maybe it was less obvious that you could be motzi. Okay. Yud Gimel. Heicha, the law kavu, the makom, the amin, shkol echer, varka atzko, im ki vein, amu varka otzim, heimin, tzkav, lotz, is yatsu. So even if, as I mentioned, they didn't sit down, but if there's kavana, then it can be yotze. Either way, it can be yotze. Im visurim rabim, godol, shabakula, and botzeya. It's the Indian to give kavod to the, you know, the most chashuv person there to say the bracha, say the motzi for everybody. If there's no balabais. If there's a balabais, the Mechaber says, Yeshimaim balabais, who boseh, Rafilu, Yimarech Kor. Going back to the Ramav, Hayu Shavim Echad Mem Kohen Mitzvah Lakdimo. Yimakohen Amaris, Hamachacham Kodem Lo. So ideally you should give it to the Kohen, but the Hamachacham comes before the Kohen. In fact, it's also for the Hamachacham to say, oh, he's a Kohen. If he's an Amaris, you don't want to give Hashivas to Amaratis. So even though he's a Kohen, you can give him one time if you want, but not a kfius that he's a kohen that he should get first. But not as big as chacham, so it's nice to be makdim, but there's no chiyuv. Vavarach yomer tchila bershus derech hanava is to say bershus more for rebosai. The idea of the balabais being vatsaya is that the balabais will give large pieces. If you're the guest, you may not know how much food is coming. You might be stingy. So the balabais should be vatsaya, and he is kodem even to a kohen. That's minhag. Minhag is balabais. He always, you know, is vatsaya. Again, he's allowed to give it up, but he's not obligated. Questions, comments? Okay, weiter. Tes Vav. Im Sumim Rishon Litom Achi Yidam Vatzeya. So if I say a bracha and I give out the bread, you can't eat until I eat. It's not derech eretz. Valmutu lot says to call echad chelak al kodem sheyochel. Yamtinu ad sheyochel. You call echad ochel mikikarif. Everybody has their own loaf in front of them. In kolam is cooking l'kikar shogei aravatei. Then he can say the bracha and everybody can just eat from their own loaf. Rishayim liktum kodem. But if you're eating from his loaf, so it's not derech eretz, then you should eat before he eats. Here the question rises, as Liam alluded to, what do you do on Shabbos? Do you cut the bread and right away take a piece? Or do you cut everything and give it out? These are different approaches. The advantage of eating right away is that you limit your hefsek. Disadvantage is that you're eating when everybody else is, you know, sitting there. So once I was at a place where a guy cut the challah, he took a piece, he gave it to his wife, he started having a conversation. And like he wasn't even cutting, it was like very odd. He was like slowly cutting the bread, he was talking about what would happen. I was like sitting there, like, so that's obviously not appropriate. But if you're going to cut and just put a little piece in your mouth and right away cut for the rest, there's an advantage. Personally, I cut and I cut for everybody, and I take the first piece before I give it out. Like I said, if everyone has their own loaf, they can taste right away. If it's Shabbos, everybody has to have two loaves in front of them. Okay. Test Zion. So when you listen to the bracha, when the Mavarech says the bracha, he listens to the Amen. And doesn't start cutting until the Amen is finished. Rov Hatzibur says Amen because the Amen is part of the bracha. Usually it doesn't take people a long time to say Amen, so it's a good second. Seder. There is even a discussion if the Mavarik Shef Kavanah to be Yotze with the Amen. There's a strange or Zaruah that says, sure, but it's a Yishalmi, but some say it's a Tav Sofer. I think we discussed it previously. Okay. Yud Zayin of Oseh Poshe Yad Tchila Lekar Lechol VeImba Lach LeKavod LeMiyah Gadol VeMenu Rashi. So the Oseh takes first, but he can give somebody else first. But like we said, the person he gives to has to wait until the Oseh eats first. Either way. And it seems like it's only within Derech Eretz that the listeners have to eat first. So if you wanted to mechavid him to give him the right to eat first, maybe it would be mutter. But I don't think it's done today. Yud Ches, Abaseh Nosein, Prusa Lifnei Kol Echad, Ve'echad Notzal Prusa V'yada. So you put out the bread, and the minhag is not to give the bread, Yud Nosein V'yad Ha'ochel, not to give the bread from hand to hand. Because apparently that was the minhag of the Avelim. Parsa Tzion V'yadeh, Remez L'Prusa Samotzi, Shenosein V'yadeh V'shach Avelus. Avel receives the bread in his hand, so our minhag is you put the bread in a bread basket, platter. You don't do it hand to hand. I think the appropriate thing is to cut the challah with your knife. It's more appetizing. I've seen people like rip the challah. Somebody told me al pi kabbalah you have to rip the challah. You not use a knife. I never saw the source for it, but I don't know. It seems to be a bit odd. But again, if there's a source, there's a source. I don't know. Yeah. Is that right? Okay, so maybe Al-Pi Kabbalah you should cut it. I mean, I think Al-Pi Derech Eretz you should cut it. So if it works on Al-Pi Kabbalah also, why not? I was at somebody's house once, and I guess he saw from my facial expression. I was just surprised that he was like ripping the challah, and he says to me, oh, Al-Pi Kabbalah, you have to rip the challah. I was like, okay. I'm not going to argue with the Kabbalah, but again, it could be that there are different opinions of Al-Pi Kabbalah, as you're pointing out. It's certainly not very makubal to do that. I don't know if it's Al-Pi Kabbalah, but it's not very makubal. In our belt, maybe in other belts it is. Okay. Your test. Misha eino ochel eino yachal levarich mikas amotzi lehotziach ha'ochlim. There's a concept of yatzamotzi that if I, you know, made kiddush already and somebody else comes, I can make kiddush for them. Kol Yisrael arayim mizel hazeh. That's true by mitzvos. You know, he didn't take lulav. I took lulav. I can still say the bracha Well, no. Right, because just a second. But because then we don't say yotze, we don't say if I'm not planning on eating, I can't say the bracha. By mitzvahs I can, because then I can. Again, it's probably better that he says the bracha, but if he doesn't know, I can say it for him. Because my chiyuv is that he should take lulav, so I can say the bracha for him as well. And we motzi him with the bracha. So what about a motzi? So misha ina ochel, ina yachal levarich, because a motzi, lo tziachil, aval l'ktan yachal levarich, aval misha ina ochel imoem, keile l'chanach ha-mitzvahs. For a katan, you can say the bracha for a katan. We did chinach. Likewise, if there's a gadol who doesn't know how to say a bracha, you can say word mila b'mila. He'll repeat after me. Baruch, baruch, ata, ata. You can say Shem Hashem. It's a tzarech chinach for the gadol. That's mutter. But you can't say the whole bracha and he should say amen. That's only by a katan. It's only by a katan. Afilu b'shabbos u'chayiv la'achol pas. And Shabbos is a mitzvah bread. But we don't say it's a birchas mitzvah. It's a birchas ananin, right? If you, right? So matzah and pesach, you know, eating in the sukkah on the hamotzi of the first night, kiddush. The Mechaber says even kiddush by yom. It's not so clear. There's some shown in Mordechai. One is kiddush by yom. What do we say? It's just a geffen. Maybe it's just a birchas ananim. So there are some people who are makbir in the morning to drink the wine. Now you don't have to drink the wine, it's because of mitzvah. The morning some people are marking, everybody should drink, the Brisker is marking this way, you know, it's because of nanin. If it's really because of nanin, I can't say kiddush in the morning for somebody if I already said it. If it's already yotze. V'yesh le'echol prusa v'shabat sa'alek konim she'ochol pas'acher, you should chavif the mitzvah and eat the prusa you cut first. She'tein echelas v'te'alvan, whom you should chiv mitzvah. Some of them practice to leave a little bit for the end of the meal from that same prusa, although I don't think it's such a common practice. Questions, comments? Okay, so stop here.